Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. I don't remember how long it has been since when I was taken. I can vaguely recall who I was, a young woman, traveling alone, seeing the world, the sights and smells, the sound and light of the world, wanting to have it all. I also recall the nights, which were lonely and searching. When they took me, it happened so fast, I never had a chance to react. One moment, I was walking back to my hotel from dinner. Then the next, there was a hood over my head, and I was in a van held down tight. After that, my training had begun. They were mostly gentle with me, but it was made clear. If I ever scratched anyone, bit anyone, or hurt anyone, the consequences would be severe, and so I never did. I do remember when things began to change, though. I was strapped down over a padded table with my ass up and exposed. I was naked this time, and I knew what that meant. I was going to be fucked up my asshole by many guys, one after the other. This was usually the way it was. Encounters with multiple guys, one after the other based on some theme. There was the box, a small room with holes in the walls through which men would thrust their hard cocks. And my job was to suck or stroke all of the cocks that came through the holes. But one of the rules was that I had to swallow all the ejaculations. I would lose count of how many cocks, how much semen I drank. Sometimes it felt like my stomach would burst from all the sperm, but I had to keep sucking, keep pleasing the cocks. I could hear their voices on the other side of the wall, hear their grunts and moans, hear them say, "Swallow my load, you whore," just before the thick, salty semen flooded my mouth. All the cocks seemed enormous, and they all wanted to spurt into my mouth, and I swallowed down all their gooey sperm like it was the most delicious treat. When I was finished in the box, they would take me to shower, and I'd sit on the floor, letting the warm water wash over me and spitting out the remnants of the last load I'd taken, watching it swirl down the drain. Sometimes they would strap me into a kind of gynecology table with my legs up and back. If I was dressed, usually as a cheerleader or nurse or a teenage girl, it meant that my bare feet were the attraction. Guy after guy would come into the room wearing the ubiquitous robe and hood to open up their robes to expose a rock-hard cock. They would rub their cocks and balls against and over my feet, sometimes telling me to wiggle my toes. Some would suck my toes while the other foot stroked their throbbing cocks and full balls. And before too long, they would ejaculate, covering my feet in thick semen. I often thought that the men must be saving their sperm for this because they always seemed to ejaculate so much. The loads were huge and thick, dripping off my sexily painted toes. The men that followed didn't seem to mind, using the sperm as a lube to make my feet slippery against their rock-hard cocks. Some men would still suck my toes, even covered in semen, and if anything, it made them ejaculate even faster, replacing the licked-off sperm with their own. If I was naked in the stirrups, it meant that they were there for my vagina. Usually, the first guy would start by licking my open, exposed cunt, often for a long time, making me wet and slippery. Then he would mount me and fuck my vagina until he ejaculated. I wondered if the guy who was first paid extra for the privilege, but the guys that followed didn't seem to mind that I was full of jizz when they slid their cocks into my overflowing cunt, and the fucking would go on for a long time, one guy after another, all the hard cocks, the warm, thick loads filling me until I was overflowing with semen, and it dripped out on the floor under me. The smell of sperm was heavy in the air, and it seemed to urge the men on to fuck me harder and faster. Some men wanted me to talk to them, to say things like, "Yes, Daddy, fuck your little horse cunt." Daddy was very popular. So was cunt. I was usually a whore or a slut. My vagina would get a bit numb, but they would keep coming, mounting and fucking me, emptying their balls inside of me and leaving me overflowing with their thick sperm. This time, it would be my asshole that would be the subject of their attention. And as usual, the first man would lube my tight anus before mounting me. Sometimes the men would lick my anus too, pushing their tongues into me and grunting. But after my asshole was all slippery, the first man would fuck my anus until he ejaculated. I could always fill it when they filled my tight rectum with semen, the warm rush of liquid inside. Then the sensation of the semen leaking out of me when their softening cock slid out of my anus, only to be followed by the next guy's cock invading my rectum, grunting into my ear as he used my tender hole like a sex toy. Because I was on my stomach, I couldn't see them coming, just the rustling, then the next cock being pushed into my asshole. Some of these men liked me to talk to them too, liked me to talk about being ass-fucked. Like, "Your big dick feels so good in my little asshole, Daddy. Please shoot your jizz into my ass." Or, "But fuck your little whore, Daddy. I love your big cock and my dirty asshole." Then, something different happened. There was a longer delay, more time feeling the semen leaking out of my overflowing anus, the air on my exposed vagina more rustling behind me. This man seemed different. Maybe he was drunk because instead of mounting my asshole, his cock slid into my vagina. He was one of the guys who smelled good of cologne and soap, and his cock was big, thick, with a large head, and somehow it was touching somewhere new inside of me. and I heard myself moan at the unexpected pressure inside of my cunt. This man heard the moan and said, "You like that big cock in your tight little cunt, don't you?" Then he pushed deep inside of me, and I felt the head of his cock kiss my cervix, making me moan again. He slapped my ass hard and said, "Tell me, you little slut." "Yes, I love your big penis and my slippery little cunt." I groaned as he fucked me harder. Something was building inside me, a feeling I couldn't identify, except it was making me moan more loudly as the man pounded my slippery vagina with his huge dick. And without warning, an orgasm overtook me, causing my cunt to spasm on the cock and my anus to contract, squirting a small stream of some other man's semen from my asshole onto the man's stomach. "Dirty whore," the man growled, slapping my ass hard, which made me orgasm even harder, my vagina contracting around the big cock, forcing him to ejaculate. The man grunted and pushed deep into my spasming cunt, and I felt his powerful spurts of semen against my cervix. He held himself hard against me, his breath against my neck as his cock throbbed inside and filled my vagina with his seed. When he pulled out of me, my cunt didn't want to let go, and I sighed a little with disappointment. His face was still in my neck, and he breathed me in and whispered in my ear, "What a good little whore." He came around the table and lifted my head up. I looked up and saw his cloak was down. And when I saw his face, rough and handsome, emotion overwhelmed me and my eyes filled with tears. He brought his half-hard cock to my mouth and said, "Be a good girl and clean me off," slipping his creamy dick into my mouth. The remains of his semen was salty as I sucked him, and I could taste myself as well, the orgasm that had erupted from my cunt and covered him. "That's a good girl. Clean all that mess off my big dick." His words making me suck harder, making sure to get every drop off of him. Then cleaning his heavy balls with my tongue when he lifted his cock up to expose them to me. "Oh, that's it. Lick my balls clean, my sexy little whore." My heart leapt inside of my chest at those words. Was I his? Was I really his whore? Then he lifted my face up and kissed my lips and said, "Yummy girl. I see the boys have been very busy fucking your cute little asshole. They've been filling it with their jizz all night, haven't they? Well, I'm only ever going to fuck you in your perfect cunt." He kissed me again, his hand gently stroking my ass. And then he was gone, leaving me in a haze of cologne, soap, sweat, and the taste of his semen in my mouth, and never having ever wanted a man more. After that, a few more men came to me and fucked my asshole, asking for the same talk, grunting and ejaculating more semen into my tender rectum. But I could only feel his sperm in my vagina, smell his scent, hear his words, and feel his kiss. After that, it was different. Every man held the possibility that he would return. I lived to find his scent again and hope that every ejaculation I swallowed was his. When I felt my stomach filling with semen in the box, every load was his, and his sperm was delicious, and I wanted to drink more. When I was tied down so they could ravage my anus over and over, every cock was the one that might fill my vagina instead. And when it plunged into my asshole, it was okay, because the next one would go into my cunt just the way he liked to fuck me. I just knew it, because I'm his sexy little whore.